Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Just throwing the classics out today with the bumper music. I am joined today by Mr. Adam Murphy, who has recently in May ended his campaign for U.S. Senate. So we're debriefing on what that experience was like, what the major takeaways were, and potentially what current candidates could still learn from, including their TikTok strategy. And so it was funny because, like we said in the last segment, that was one of the ways that we actually, originally you and I met, was because of a TikTok consulting session, because that is a thing now. And it should be taken seriously because it is a really powerful tool. And it was funny because you and I think we already knew that was one of the topics we were going to cover when you were on the show today. But it's funny, as I'm realizing doing a daily show, how things just organically pop up and you're like, oh, This is very topical, because literally an hour before the show started, As Goes Wisconsin got tagged on Twitter, and a young news intern at the Cap Times, Tyler Katzenberg, was kind of threw out a poll of trying to ask and get feedback on different Wisconsin politicians' TikTok accounts. And then he tagged, he says, and also, what do you think of As Goes Wisconsin TikTok's accounts? And he tagged me. And then I kind of jokingly quote tweeted that tweet and threatened people to say nice things about me. And so we'll see if what kind of feedback we artificial feedback we get about our TikTok account. But and some people start saying who they like and which ones are cringy and which ones aren't. And I am surprised how few other candidates, if we're talking specifically about the U.S. Senate race, Mandela has one, hasn't been on there since May. Nelson has one, but I think he kind of treats it just like any other video. It's no specific TikTok content. Galuski's not on there. Lazary's not on there. Stephen Alcar is on there. And he's the only one that I feel like has done kind of like the talk to camera. Like, this is, I'm talking to you as a TikTok audience, instead of just, I've made this video and I'm posting it everywhere. So what is your impression been of, if you have to rate other people's TikTok accounts, as far, and we can expand beyond just, let's keep it to Wisconsin politicians.
Sure.
Who have you seen in Wisconsin utilize the platform well, besides you?
Well, I was the best, clearly. And that was all because of you. And really, it was all because of authenticity and talking about the things that are important to me. And so it's funny. I had reached out, once I stepped out of the race, I reached out to all the candidates in the U.S. Senate race. And I said, listen, I've got 30,000 people following me over on TikTok. And they're across the country. But the U.S. Senate race here in Wisconsin will have absolutely national attention. Right, there's going to be $100 million aside spent or more. It's going to be astronomical. And I said, so listen, I've got 30,000 people following me, most of whom are young, not all everybody, but they're involved in politics. I am willing to help you get on and engage if you want. And so you mentioned Stephen Alcar, and I love Stephen. We've gotten to know each other and I've had some great conversations. And Stephen is one of those really authentic people in this race. And so I went to one of his events. He had invited me along to... I think it was about gun violence. So it was after, I think, the Texas shooting, and he was doing a roundtable. And so on TikTok, in order to do what's called a TikTok live, which is you're just talking to people full on, they can comment and question. So it's a great interaction rather than posting a video. And I've done some, after that shooting in Uvalde, I did a 2-hour long TikTok live at 11 o'clock at night till 1 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday night, and had thousands of people watching and asking questions and interacting. It was really one of the coolest experiences I had as a politician. And so I met up with Stephen. We did like 10 minutes of TikTok live. In that 10 minutes, and it was a Thursday night, right at 6 o'clock or whatever, outside the New Berlin Library, 800 and some odd people came through and watched. That's a tremendous opportunity for a politician, first of all. And it was just he and I having a bit of a conversation. I did it with Dr. Jillian Bettino. She's not on TikTok either, but I did it with her on my live. She's running for state assembly, or excuse me, for state treasurer. I did one actually with Tom Nelson, because like you said, he's not on there much, but he's on there. So I did a live with Tom Nelson. We're sitting at a picnic table. let's talk about what's important. And same thing, maybe 10, 20 minutes long, and several hundred people came through to ask questions. And you get a sense of authenticity. You mentioned Tom's, a lot of the ones that he puts up are more commercial-esque. Stephen Olakar,
yeah. They're bad. I just, when I was flipping through them, it wasn't, even TikTok like brand, when they're talking about advertising, there's like, don't make ads, make TikToks.
Right.
Like it's
right.
a different stylistic approach to be successful that is different than an Instagram video or a Facebook video or a YouTube. Like it is unique in the way that, and you kind of have to know how to approach it for it to hit and be organic.
Yeah. And you can do like the ones that you do with As Goes Wisconsin and I don't know if you're still doing the Journal Sentinel ones.
Still doing Journal Sentinel.
Cool.
Shout out to Journal Sentinel.
Awesome. So those are, you know, there's backgrounds and there's you talking on one side to yourself on the other side and back and forth and stuff. And so there's more scripting that has to go along with that. And of course that's part of good comedy as well. But for so many of them, it can be, just somebody in their car, right? I just got out of this meeting. Here's who I just talked to. We just finished up this group of, Dodge County Democrats. And here's the questions that they asked. It's just a matter of sharing. And again, there can be ums and flubs, and it shows humanity. And that's what politicians are missing.
It also can show a sense of humor, which, I mean, that is where I always want to come in, because I think there is power. There's power in invoking emotion. And I think there's a lot of people who can, it's the easy thing to invoke the emotion of rage or anger or fear, but to be able to make people laugh. Mm-hmm. It's still that heightened emotional response that actually sticks with people. Like when you're in a heightened emotional response is when your memory actually kicks in a little bit more and you're able to remember things better in that state. And usually what causes it is either fear and anger or humor. Yep. And I will say, I want to give a shout out to whoever is running Governor Tony Evers' TikTok.
Yep.
Because if we could play it, and I'll explain, because it's a little visual, so I'll explain once we play it what happened. But there's a way to, anyway, let's just play it, then I'll explain it.
In Wisconsin, it's illegal to produce cheese that is not highly pleasing. Who is the judge of that?
Me? I'm the judge.
So what it is there's an ability on TikTok to stitch together someone else's video, and then you have a response to that video. And literally someone had just made a video that there's some obscure Wisconsin law about our cheese. And the guy was asking, some random guy was asking, like, who gets to decide this? And then just cut to Governor Evers being like, me, I decide. And it was very funny. And so, I want to move on from TikTok because I think I could talk about it all day, but we're going to break for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, I want to get back to the conversation of where we are, like how close we are to an authoritarian government, how close we are to potentially a civil war. And probably the way that we avoid both of those things is coming together with people who don't necessarily agree with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and my guest co-host for the day, Adam Murphy. We'll be back at